Hi, this is Amar.
Hi, Amar. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up regarding your inquiry. I saw that you had filled out the form on our site saying that you have an electrical contracting business.
Yeah, that's correct. Just a little bit of background. You guys are actually working with somebody else. So me and my business partner bought an electric contracting company like last month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're looking to generate leads for the company. Mm-hmm. I believe you guys are doing some work or started some projects for him. He also owns a home remodeling company. And the name
okay.
of that company is AC Quality Construction. So I think he has an account with you guys. But I'm calling to learn a little bit more of what you guys have to offer for electrical contracting business. I know it's a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, the good news is we work with all kinds of different industries across the board, because what we specialize in is making sure that you're found on the first page of the search results on Google and Bing for the categories in your area, you know, and everybody uses Google. So if it's a general contractor or construction or electrician, you know, this will definitely help you benefit from it. Do you know, you said that his business is called AC Quality Construction?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, I just want to look and see if I can find his account. Is it Adolfo?
It is Adolfo, yes.
Oh, it is. Okay, perfect. I found his account, so that's awesome. So, yeah, he is an active client with us. Now, you recently bought the business, but is it under the back end of what your email is, SansburyElectric.com?
Correct. That's correct.
That's the business name. Okay. So you already have a website.
Yeah.
Do you like the website, or were you thinking of getting a new one, or are you going to keep this one?
So we're open to either. You know, we want to obviously generate leads, so it's really based on what, I guess, your recommendations are.
Okay. And then other than the website, I know that you recently acquired the business, but is anything else set up for it as of yet, like a business Facebook or anything like that?
He does have a business Facebook account. I don't think it's very active. I don't know if that's where really we feel business is going to come from. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I guess you could do marketing, like digital marketing from the business page. But other
mm-hmm.
than that, like, we don't expect, like, organic people to come to our page and, you know, want to work with us because of that, unless, you know, you tell us otherwise.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, the only reason I was asking is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's pretty cool how it works. I'm sure that you're aware that if you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Right? So that doesn't happen on
yeah.
accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure now that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for Sansbury Electric popping up, right? So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then the program itself, what it would entail would be the first page placement on Google and Bing. We would program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of people don't realize this, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll come available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, the phone number that's associated with the business, the one 301-920-0595, is that the former owner's number, or is that like a call tracking number that forwards to you, or?
We use RingCentral, so it's not his direct number. It's the main number for the business.
Okay, but you would get those calls if you continued to promote that number, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Just making sure that you had access to it. And then the program also comes with a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see which new clients you receive from Google. You'll see which new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll also be able to see which keyword they actually typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. That way everything is very transparent. And then the program itself, since you are brand new, it would be under our new in business rate, which would be a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it would just be a flat rate month to month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. Okay.
Now,
being that it is a month-to-month
program,
it's month-to-month, meaning that we're performance-based, right? So we allow you to try the program, track the results that you're getting, and kind of pay as you go. And we do that very intentionally because we know that nobody cancels on profit, right? So once, you know, you're on the first page and your phone is ringing with new clients, a program like this will easily fund itself in the influx of new business that it brings. But as a new business owner, it's also, you know, very comforting to know that you're going month to month. So if you ever wanted to cancel, you could do that. There's never a cancellation fee or anything like that. All we ask is that you would call 3 business days prior to your next billing in order to prevent the next month's charge. But again, I know that that won't happen because you're absolutely going to love it.
Yeah, that's great. Heard mm-hmm. great things. Okay. And do you know, how many leads we might get? Or is that something you have to go through the process and see what happens?
Well, let me ask you, because I was doing a little query while I was talking to you, and I noticed on the website you guys are in Spring, Maryland, right? Silver Spring, Maryland? Silver Spring,
Maryland.
Okay. So with that being said, in your area over the last 30 days, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there is a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is, you know, currently you have a weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers, and this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Now, I also want to set a proper expectation, and I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, sign up with the program and, you know, 1,218 clients will come flooding in, because that's also not realistic, right? But what we know statistically speaking is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that will be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. So.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And you have access to everything, like the business Facebook, even though it's not that active. If you were to, you know, move forward with this, do you have a way to go in and kind of add us as a manager to it so we could run ads on there? Or was that set up by the prior?
Yeah, it was, but the prior owner is still working with us. He's going to be with us for a couple of years.
Nice.
As a salesperson. Yeah, so we would have access to that. We could provide that. Does that $2.99 also include, like, you guys perhaps doing another website for us that maybe converts better?
I could get it included for you. Now, typically we charge $400 extra to do the site, but because you are a referral and because he already has the site set up through us, I could explain the situation to my director and we could get the site included for you at no additional cost. Now, once I get that approved, you would have a couple of options there, where if you wanted to and you have access to it because the former owner still works with you, we could build our new site on your domain, or we could purchase a brand new domain for you. So it's just kind of what your preference would be.
And the domain is like the web address?
Correct. So right now you have the SansburyElectric.com. So if you wanted us to build the site on that, we could. If not, we could purchase a new one. So maybe SansburyElectric.net is available, or SansburyElectricLLC.com is available. I don't know if you're an LLC, but there's different ways,
yeah.
There are different options that we would give you during the client
interview. I think we would just keep that. We would keep that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea because, I mean, it matches your business name, and that's always the best case scenario. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. In your account, can you see, I thought Adolfo said that he was paying $250 a month for the one he's doing for you guys. Is it different?
Let me go back and look again. Hold on 1 second here. You know what? He is, and I don't know. I'm looking at the notes. He came on board in December, so I don't know. Perhaps they were running a special for the holidays or something like that. But, you know, since he referred you, I would be more than willing that when I send out the request to get the site approved, to also see if they would allow me to match his pricing. And then that would save you $50 a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be great. Do you mind if I try to put him on the call just to see if you have any questions? He has any questions?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Go ahead. I can wait for you. Not a problem.
Okay, I'll do a three-way. Just one second. Hello. Hi, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Okay. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get a hold of him. But, I think you can start the process.
Okay.
Like, if I tell you to start the process, does that mean, like, I'm signing up? Because I still want to get his confirmation. But I think based on what we've spoken about, and I think he's had a great experience with you guys so far, it was his suggestion that I reach out to you, so I think he would be on board. But especially if we could do it at the $250, and then also if we could get the website included.
Mm-hmm. Of course. So what I'm doing right now is I'm sending out that request, and we work on a GChat system throughout the office. So I usually will get a response anywhere within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait on their response, I'll verify your information. And then once we get the account set up, I'm going to schedule an appointment for either later today or even tomorrow for them to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, building the new website and getting you placed. So at that time, if you want Adolfo to be involved in the client interview, we could always schedule it for a time where it works good for both of you, okay?
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, we could set that up for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
perfect.
Like 2:30 p.m. if it's available.
Let me look. They only do it on the hour, so I could probably just book out 2 to 3 and then put a note in there, you know, to call closer to 2:30 if possible. Let me just see what.
Yeah, or also we could do 3 p.m. if
3? Okay, let's see. 3 is not available. Oh, 2 is not available, but 4 o'clock is. Go figure. There's a 1 o'clock or a 4 o'clock available, but not the 2 that you requested for tomorrow.
Okay. How about Thursday?
Thursday? Yep, we could do 2 o'clock on Thursday.
On Thursday is 9 a.m. available?
10 a.m. is, but not 9. Just so you know,
okay,
we're on the West Coast, so we work 7 to 4, which is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. So you want to shoot for 10 o'clock on Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah, and the only reason I block out an entire hour, Ahmad, is the client interview will only take 20, maybe 30 minutes. But just in case, you know, the technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 10:15 or so, don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. Okay, and then as far as verifying your information, I just want to double check. For the confirmation email, it's Ahmad, A-H-A-M-D, at SansburyElectric.com, correct?
Did you say A-H-M-A-D?
They have it not M-A-D, they have it A-M-D, so let me fix that. Your name is spelled right on that form. It's A-H-M-A-D, but in the email it was reversed. So A-H-M-A-D. But correct, there's only one H in there.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and then...
I'll get that right.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. I wouldn't have noticed that. I copied and pasted it from the form, but I saw it was reversed. Now, this phone number is... kind of like a personal line for you, but you still want to promote the 0595 number for the business, right?
You're correct, yeah.
Is that correct? Okay, perfect. So let me put that number for the primary. And then this number, we'll still put it in our system, but only for internal purposes. If we had to reach out to you to get an update or something, we'll call, you know, sometimes on the 1223, but the business line will go through the other number. And then for the listing, go ahead.
For the appointment, can you just call my number, the 443-1223 at the end?
Yep, of course. So for Thursday, we're going to call your number directly, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, we'll put that in the notes. And then is the 2766 Garfield Avenue, is that a physical address where you can receive mail in the event that Google needs to send a new PIN verification code out?
We have a P.O. box. I can give you the P.O. box address for that.
Google will reject a P.O. box. And just to let you know what's going on behind the scenes there is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So the reason they reject a post office box or even what's called a P&B address, which is like through a mailbox, et cetera.
Sorry. Adolfo's calling me. Can I add him now?
Yeah, please add him. That'd be great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello, I'm still here.
Okay. I have Adolfo on the line with me as well.
Hi, Adolfo.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Wow, you're a good multitasker. You're running your business, and now you're partners with Ahmad on the electrical business, huh?
Yeah, so, you know, we're just trying to, you know, to grow up, you know?
Yes, good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
So yeah, you're in that growth mode, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you increased the crew or anything like that, or?
Well, on the AC Quadri, the only one that we have with you guys, yes.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Neat. Yeah, so I was just sending out a request to my director to get the pricing that you have approved for Stansberry Electric. I think that might have been a promotion that they were running during the holidays or something. I'm going to hear back within, you know, a minute or so because we work on a G-Chat system throughout the office. But
okay.
Do you have any questions? I mean, you should be pretty versed in the program since you're already using it, but do you have any questions?
Yeah, because, you know, Catherine, my assistant, you know, she's the one is, you know, like doing all these, you know, but the only thing that I can say is that, like the website, we're going to do some couple, you know, because we're going to be like, you know, putting new photos and stuff like that.
Of course. Yeah. So what we'll do is we can, create content for the website. So anything that you'd want to send us in addition to what we can see already, because the Stansberry Electric already has a site. So if there's something on there that you want us to put on the new site, we could pull it off. But on the new site, if you have a logo, pictures, before and after photos, examples of your work, anything special like that, obviously send it over to us, because I'm a firm believer that if you send your actual content, you'll get better results if you're actively involved in the account as opposed to someone just telling us. You know, sometimes people say, oh, we don't care, we hired you, just use stock photos, which is great. We'll do it if that's what they want, you know, but it's always better if you use your actual photos.
Yes, I agree with that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which we
yeah.
do. We do have a lot of photos, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So we can definitely share some pictures. And I think Adolfo is in the process with his AC Quality Construction account,
mm-hmm.
where he's working with somebody to get their website updated. And I think,
mm-hmm.
yeah, Catherine even reached out today regarding that. So, yeah, I think, I think so far Adolfo mentioned that he has gotten some pretty good results from you guys, so we're excited to try it for Stansberry Electric and see how it goes. Hopefully we'll get very similar results.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to love it. I mean, it's going to be equally as beneficial. Electrical work is something that's, you know, highly profitable, you know, especially in the area that you're in. I think that you guys will be very thrilled with it. So I did get the green light from my director to do the site included with this, and then also to honor the $249 pricing that Adolfo has. So just give me a second here because I have to activate these two promo codes and then make sure that they put the site in. And then did you want to set it up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Amanda, are we going to do this today or tomorrow?
So are we still doing the follow-up meeting that we scheduled? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Oh, it's Tina. Yeah, my name's Tina.
Tina. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tina. I know you said, you know, there's a follow-up call where I guess we do the keyword search and whatnot.
Yes.
Can we set up the credit card then, or does it need to be done prior to that?
It needs to be done prior. I can't really get that appointment confirmed unless the account's paid. But if it's easier for you, Adolfo, to actually pay for this tomorrow, depending on what you guys want to do, I can, put in the billing information now and just process it tomorrow. Because he had the client interview set up anyway for Thursday at 10 o'clock your time. So that wouldn't affect that appointment if we processed it tomorrow, you know?
Adolfo, do you want to just discuss it and then maybe get back to them? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, can we possibly give you a call back in a little bit?
Of course, yeah. I think that when I called, let me just see if I sent you the text with my direct line. If not, I'll do it now. Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. So I'll send you a text with my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So obviously when you call back, once you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, and then we can pick up where we're leaving off. And then if for some reason I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you tomorrow or Thursday. Okay. So
okay, sure.
If we lose that 10 o'clock appointment, no big deal. We could always, you know, see what else is available, you know, maybe later in the day. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds perfect.
Sounds good. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to both of you. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Tina.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Bye-bye. No problem. Okay. Bye.